Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Loy Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
6:05 here on a Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you had a nice weekend,
a nice
Loy
weekend.
Jackson.
And you're better on the other side, you think?
I think I'm on the other side.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I've got no other choice. My my medication's gone.
Okay.
You know, we're pushing through.
Okay.
Feeling a little better.
Good.
A little better.
Good. Very good.
But I will say this.
Can I say this real quick?
Sure.
I went to 12 Oaks Mall.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped by the food court.
Okay.
And so there's A&W there, and right next to A&W is Taco Bell.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
There was one person in line at A&W. There were about 5 to 7 people in line at Taco Bell.
They're pushing through.
And I said to myself, do these people not know what's going on? Maybe they just feel, you know, hey, we're not serving the lettuce anymore, so everything is good. Maybe that's what they're saying, but people were still going.
Time before they get there.
So we go to the grocery store yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Very rarely anymore do we actually go in and grocery shop.
Okay.
I mean, since COVID.
You get them delivered? You have a shopper?
We order it online, uh-huh, and then we go pick it up.
Okay.
That's what we do. And but yesterday, we had to go into the store.
Okay.
So we're walking around, and had to pick up a couple things from the produce section. Onions, avocado, things like that.
Sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I look over to the salad section,
mm-hmm,
and there's Taylor Farms.
No. Stop it.
Salad mix.
Stop it.
Salad kits.
Stop it.
Caesar. Maple bacon, a broccoli crunch chopped salad, all there. Everything bagel salad there. And they are still on the shelves. And normally, one of these salad kits costs $4.59.
Okay.
But they were reduced to just $1.75.
So, yeah, instead of sending it back and stuff, we're going to still sell it. And
so for,
you know. So you get it for
$3 reduction.
You get the parasite for a buck as opposed to $4.99. Give me a break, man. Oh, my God.
I thought it was very funny.
Oh, well. Well, the recall linked to the Cyclospora outbreak is expanding. Taylor Farms recalling additional iceberg lettuce products that may be contaminated with the parasite. The California-based company says the affected products were shipped to 27 states, including Michigan, and were sourced from a supplier in central Mexico. Taylor Farms says it has stopped using lettuce from the implicated lot and is removing the products from stores and distribution channels. Not all of them, because you saw some, but the recall comes after health officials identified shredded lettuce as the possible source of cyclospora infections connected to Taco Bell locations in Michigan and 4 other Midwestern states.
Meanwhile, it was Spain over Argentina in extra time yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Hold on 1 second. Little glitch. Hold on. I want to get you this audio.
Okay, I got to hear the audio.
Because it was very exciting. First of all, shout out to Spain. I mean, absolutely suffocated Argentina.
That's what it looked like, man.
All game. I mean, here, you know how you take the best player out of the world, out of the equation, is you don't let him touch the ball. And in the
kind of like in other place in basketball, football,
yeah,
you know, let
exactly
him, you tried not to let him touch
exactly
the ball.
And he didn't. And here's what it sounded like.
Poro chance to cross, hooks it in. Williams battling, knocks it down. It's free. It's a goal. It's Ferran Torres.
So they regulation was over, went into extra time, and after the half of regulation or the half of extra time, they go, and Spain scores the goal in the 105th minute, and absolutely unbelievable scene. And, you know, here's what I was hoping for. I didn't really care who won. I wanted Argentina, but whatever. I don't have any.
You're going to skin in the game, really?
Nope.
Okay.
But I did want penalty kicks.
Okay, yeah.
Because there is nothing on the sports landscape like penalty kicks in a World Cup final. Absolutely. The tension is about as thick as a ribeye steak.
Okay.
It is high stress, high tension,
uh-huh,
and I wanted it so badly for everybody watching. But Spain gets it done, and they knock off the defending World Cup champions
and
Lionel Messi in Argentina. It was an unbelievable game because, I mean, it was like an absolute flood, an avalanche of offense by Spain. I mean, at the end of regulation, there were, I think Spain had 12 shots on goal.
Wow.
Argentina had zero.
Oh, yeah. They were suffocating them.
Absolutely suffocating.
Yeah.
So shout out to Spain, who gets it done.
Air quality across Michigan improving, but smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to impact parts of the state, including Metro Detroit. Detroit's air quality index dropped significantly over the weekend after reaching hazardous levels Thursday and Friday. The city's AQI peaked above 700 at one point last week, but yesterday it had fallen to around 130, considered unhealthy for sensitive groups. State environmental officials say conditions should continue to improve, though smoke will linger. Health officials are reminding people with asthma, heart disease, and other respiratory conditions to avoid strenuous outdoor activity and watch for symptoms like coughing, wheezing, and chest tightness. Now, the president is demanding Canada get its wildfire problem under control, claiming the drifting smoke is poisoning American air. He spoke to reporters yesterday in Maryland, and he confirmed he spoke with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. While he called the conversation good, the president suggested that Canada should pay financial damages or face increased tariffs for the economic fallout. He specifically pointed to recent factory closures here in Michigan, where thick smoke inside a Ford assembly plant forced dozens of workers to seek medical attention.
Wow.
So, you know, it wasn't as bad this weekend. Not like it was Thursday and Friday. You could tell, you know, it wasn't as bad. And so...
Meanwhile, on the Iranian front, three U.S. service members died over the weekend, two of them on Friday. In the last 48 hours, the United States carried out a ninth consecutive strike, night of strikes against Iran. Iran's launched missiles and drone attacks against U.S. targets in Jordan and Kuwait and Bahrain, elsewhere in the Gulf region as well. Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz continues to be disrupted. Obviously, the blockade back in place now. And on the positive note is there does seem to be some movement with Lebanon and
yes.
in Israel mm-hmm. on that front, which mm-hmm. is good news. Mm-hmm. But again, this thing continues to escalate. And even the president yesterday saying that Iran can't do a lot, but they do still have capabilities.
They've got very little left. They've got some missiles. They've got some drones. They've got some manufacturing ability, not much. We control the strait. They don't control anything. So we'll see what happens. But we hit them very hard again tonight.
It's been like about nine nights of
hits. Consecutive hits, strikes. Yeah.
Michigan State Police stepping up enforcement of the state's move over law, reminding drivers to slow down and give emergency responders room on the side of the road. The statewide effort will begin today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and includes law enforcement agencies across Michigan, as well as similar campaigns going on in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky. State Police Lieutenant Ty Howard says too many lives have been lost because drivers fail to move over. Michigan law requires motorists approaching vehicles with flashing lights, including police, fire, EMS, tow trucks, construction crews, to move over when possible. Slow down at least 10 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. I see it all, and I see it all the time too. I mean, I think this is something that needs to be done. I see the police have someone pulled over, and people are just flying past, man. Yeah, no,
flying.
It's not good.
Scary situation in Tucson, Arizona, yesterday morning. 10 people wounded in a mass shooting at an entertainment district. The suspect was shot by police, taken to an area hospital. No deaths reported in that shooting. 9 victims suffered gunshot wounds. Police said they were mainly injuries to their extremities, arms, legs, things like that. But at this point, no deaths.
That's good to know.
In that shooting. Yeah, unbelievable. Meanwhile, coming up on the other side, we're going to get a check-in with Crane's Detroit Business. It's coming up on JR Morning.
Five things first thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.